Well, Pinkies, the Fey driver, once again. It's been a long time since I did an episode. Sorry about that. I've been on vacation. So, I haven't had really much time to get out and about and out on the road. Driving the Toll Monster today. And I'm heading up a big hill. I'm just leaving the campsite. Oh boy, Pinkies. Let me tell you about life at the campsite. It's like being dropped into the middle of both an old folks home and a daycare center. Because you got the kids in the pool screaming, running back and forth, riding their bikes. You know, that's fine. That doesn't bother me. Sometimes the really screamy kids bother me, but, you know, typically they're just screaming on their way between their own campsite and the pool. And then the old folks, all the old codgers, all the chatty old folks, which is kind of interesting. And everybody has an idea about what you're doing wrong with your RV. Apparently my water filtration system, I need to install it differently. Because, you know, you could have problems with that. Oh yeah, you gotta put your water pressure regulator at the tap, not at the trailer. So we get all these old guys coming around. What you got there, lad? And stuff like that. So I'm about to get on the highway here with the old Toll Monster, and we're gonna go chugging along into the big city. Going to the big city today. Mr. Anderson is working, so we're still on Vancouver Island. You can hear the rocks flying out of from the gravel pit we're living in. They stuck us in Arizona Row, they call it, Arizona Row, because it's flat, it's dusty, there's no shade anywhere, and, i.e. the Arizona desert, and that's where they put all the big rigs. So if you're too big, you gotta go to Arizona Row. Because you don't fit in the nice little sites where the trees are. And so we're in Arizona Row, baking our asses off. So let's talk about getting on the ferry. So we come from the mainland and you have to get on a ferry. It's an hour and a half, hour 45, something like that. Ferry ride to Vancouver Island from the Vancouver coast. Of the mainland. So Mr. Anderson and I drove, you know what, it went super smooth, like no problems at all. We took our big rig, we got in the oversized lanes with the Trucker Alex trucks, and because we are 3.8 meters high, which is 12 and a half feet, roughly. They put the big things on the tall units and the longer units in the bottom of the ship, where there's really high ceilings. But everything went really smoothly. We even got, we got a foot off on our ferry fees. And Vivian Lee called it the amputee discount because they measure you pay by the foot, right? It's like 16 bucks a foot. So the guy asked me, how long are you? And I'm 51 feet. And so he says, okay, let's check this. So he gets out his rolly, you know, his rolly measuring stick. You know, it's a wheel on the end of a stick, which is a tape measure. The measures the revolutions, and it tells them how many feet from point A to point B. So Apparently we're 53 feet because I forgot about the bicycles on the back of the rig. So the ferryman said, I'll split the difference with you. We'll go 52. So I got a foot off. So whoopee, I saved $16. So that was good, the amputee discount. Thanks to Vivian Lee for that one. We're all being very careful with the COVID, so they requested us to remain in our vehicles. You know, years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, they said, oh my God, you could sleep in your car while you transited the Strait of Georgia, or the Juan de Fuca Strait. Is it the Juan de Fuca Strait? I think it's the Juan de Fuca Strait. And you could just stay in your car and do whatever you want. And then they said, oh no, this is far too dangerous. If the ferry sinks, you're all going to die in your cars. So everybody must leave the car deck. And you must come upstairs and spend your money in the gift shop and the restaurant, please. So for the longest time, of course, you couldn't stay in your car. But then the COVID hit, and then they're going, oh shit, well, we can't have all these people. They had two choices, right? You either, you know, they want to social distance everyone, so they have like a maximum capacity on the passenger decks that they don't want more than X number of people. There's two ways to accomplish that. You either limit the number of vehicles coming on the ferry and reduce your net profit, or let's relax the rules on the sleeping in your car and we'll let people stay in their cars. We'll grab all their money and then there's less risk of people walking around on the passenger decks. They still allow you to go up onto the passenger deck and get your triple O burger or your whatever, your food, and the gift shop is still open. And they do have half of the seats are like X'd off so that you can't sit too close to somebody. So that's nice. That's all appreciated. So we went up to the passenger deck for a quick, you know, just because we thought that's what we were supposed to do. And then we get up there and then the announcements start. Bing bong. This is your captain speaking. Please stay the fuck out of here. Go back to your car. So, and we were like, great, let's get back to the car. Because they're just, people are everywhere. And, you know, they're still dealing with the people who are too precious to be wearing masks. So people are not everyone is wearing a mask, as you know. And I don't like it. I don't like going grocery shopping. I'm wary of going to restaurants. I mean, we do it, but it's, you know, and the COVID case numbers keep going up, even in British Columbia, which is like doing super well with COVID transmission. We're still having cases increase. It's the people are gathering for the summer. It's obvious. They're going to do it. So, you know, and here I am on my way to visit people, which, you know, it makes me a little uncomfortable because you're increasing your bubble and you're increasing your risk. Who knows what these people I'm visiting today, where they've been and who they've been in contact with. Just makes me a little uncomfortable. I am wary. So, you know, we stay outside. Don't get too close. No hugging and a kissing. So anyway, we got on the ferry. Everything went really smoothly. It was a breeze. The tow monster tows that rig just like nothing. I'm so impressed with this truck. And I really don't have any complaints. So I will say I'm a little bit bored Because Mr. Anderson has been on vacation, and so, you know, I like to, like, do something. Let's, like, I gotta be moving, I gotta be poking things and tinkering or, you know, cleaning. And Mr. Anderson's, oh, I don't know, let's sit in the RV and read a book. Okay, great, read a book. So now that he's back to work, he is working in the RV. I have a bit of freedom again. I can go out and do stuff and have a little bit of fun. I'm kind of looking forward for this, one more week here on Vancouver Island, and then we're going back to the mainland, to our regular spot out near where my father used to live. Oh, I got to tell you about my dad. And then I have a trip that I have to go up north to our ultimate home base. I got to do some, take care of quite a bit of business up north. So my father fell and broke his hip and is in the hospital. Now, this is an altogether separate situation now, too. Hospitals. And operations and stuff. So, my ding-dong dad, you know, he's 83 years old. Actually, he's going to turn 84 in 2 days from the recording of this episode. I need my sunglasses. He was over at someone's house. He's in the care of my brother currently. And, you know, these Christians, they're always going around visiting each other and fellowshipping. Anyway, so my father was over at this guy's house, and there was a wheelchair ramp up to the porch of the house. And the wheelchair ramp didn't have any handles or side bars, railings. So there's no railing, and my father, they were leaving. They had finished their Christian kissy-kissy. And they were leaving, and my father, who's quite old, and he kind of shuffles, and his shoes are too big for his feet. So, and he's a doddering old man, right? Like, so he always makes me nervous when he goes up and down stairs and stuff. And anyway, the ultimate thing happened, and my father was coming down this ramp, which was 3 feet off the ground, and he shuffles. He doesn't lift up his feet. He takes small, shuffly steps. So he was shuffling down this ramp, and he probably wasn't watching what he was doing. And he kind of tripped on the edge of this ramp, and he fell off the ramp. He fell the 3 feet to a concrete pad, and he broke his femur. He either broke his femur or he broke his hip, but I'm guessing it's just his femur. Because the hospital won't tell you anything. So, this is getting information out of the hospital, and you can't go there. You can't go and visit. We had to sneak in a nurse. I'll give you $50 if you go into the hospital and tell me what my dad's status is, right? We didn't pay. Nobody paid anything, but it's like Mission Impossible to find out information about what is the status of your father who's just come out of the surgery. So, the word is, he broke a hip. They went into surgery. They installed a metal titanium rod in his femur. And he's doing quite well. He's up. He's walking around. They got him. You know, when you do a hip replacement, they want you on your feet ASAP. So he has a walker. He goes walking all over the hospital, making a nuisance of himself. He's flirting with the nurses and talking to people about Jesus Christ and how they need God in their lives. And he's probably asking him the five questions. Where were you born? You know, are you married? He's always asking the ladies, are you married? Oh, shucks. you know, whatever. So this nurse friend of my brother's managed to sneak into the hospital and get up to this ward where he is, we still don't know if it's a full hip replacement or just a pin in his leg. Nobody's gonna know, right? But the good thing is my dad is now going through this rather lengthy process of getting a placement in an assisted living housing situation. So he's been assessed a couple of times now for his mental capabilities, his, Alzheimer's type stuff, right? And he says, he states to the nurses, because we are allowed to call the nurses' desk, and they'll say, yeah, he's doing fine, and click, right? But they do say he appears to not be experiencing any pain. He's up and about, he's walking around, and he's doing quite well, but he needs to regain some strength. They don't want to release him. They're very close to releasing him from the hospital. He's been in there now for 2 weeks. So they just want him to get some strength back, and then they're going to boot him out. We currently don't know, although I expect to be receiving some phone calls this week about the status of this placement in assisted living. So that's the story of my dad. What else do I need to tell you? I don't know. You know, it's been pretty calm around here. Going swimming every day in the COVID-tainted pool. And kind of taking it easy. Been taking it easy, finally. As we all know, 2020 has been a challenging year. I know I remember saying in my Christmas Day run of 2019, where I was exasperated at how much work I was doing to build a basement suite for my dad and deal with my dad and all that. And I said, 2020 is going to be the best year ever. And it was turns out to be pretty hectic, and then we got some COVID. I didn't get the COVID, but you know, 90% of the we're all dealing with COVID. Having a busy year, it's nice to have a bit of downtime and not have to worry about anything time. Except I worry about how dirty my truck is. Wah! Because it sits on the gravel Arizona row and the vehicles drive by and kick up the dust. And I've almost finished fixing all the things that get broken in my RV every time you move it. I don't know. Is that it? I think that might be it. Oh, Laughing Buddha. Good boy for changing your oil, your tainted milk oil. All right, I am the Fae Dry. Oh, I can't go yet. I have one more important thing. Sorry, That Peter G. Forgotten again. All right. That Peter G. sent a question to the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage podcast. So this is not a garage. This is a personal journal. I'm going to squeeze this one in here. That Peter G wants a Mini Cooper Clubman, I think it's the S. And he's been reading reviews about it, and some people are saying, not the best car. I think the major complaint in the articles you presented to me was just like storage space, right? In the boot, limited cargo space. So this vehicle, the Mini Cooper Clubman S, is a, it's kind of a crossover. It's, I would loosely call it a crossover. It's like the little Mini Coopers, but it's a little bit beefier looking. I think it's a little higher than the Mini Cooper S. It is, I believe this is a four-door? Is it a four-door, Peter? It comes as a four-door or a two-door, I think, but I'm not sure if Peter wants the four-door or not. Either of them. It's like a four-door hatchback kind of a car. It's very retro looking. It really pulls back to the historical old Mini S's of that were in Britain. This car is actually manufactured by BMW, so it has a BMW drivetrain in it. And so this will be one concern, because it will be a little more expensive to fix, because it's basically the German engineering drivetrain masquerading as a British car, you know, with its history back to Britain. But it's actually now owned by the Germans. So it should be very reliable. You know, sometimes people say, this car wasn't too good. Maybe the electrics aren't. People have had trouble with the electrics in these cars. But I say, Peter, you know, it's going to be a great car. It'll be super fun to drive. It's super funky and cool looking. And I think this car would suit you to a T, Peter. So I think 100% you should get yourself a Mini Cooper Clubman S. Or maybe you want the all-four, which is the all-wheel drive version. That would have the BMW X-Drive drivetrain, which is their all-wheel drive system. Super good. It's going to be an excellent car, particularly for Portland / Vancouver, Washington. You get your rain. I don't know how much snow you get. Maybe a smattering of snow. You'll be fine in that car in Washington / Oregon for the winter. So I say go for it. I always recommend, don't get the brand new one. Get one that's a year old. Do a little bit of hunting around. Don't pay the 30% extra depreciation for a brand new car. Let somebody else pay that. You're still going to pay, you know, a little more for the Cooper, because it is an air quotes high-end model. So find one that's 1 year old, 1 or 2 years old. The warranty will still be good. Yeah, you'll be laughing and you'll love that car. So that's my recommendation to you. Get your mother to buy that car for you there. I believe the new name for your husband is your mother, who looks after your little accidents, as we heard on Big Fatty. Okay, I am the Faye Driver. This is the Pink Wheel Nuts Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll have more fun and interesting episodes for you when I get back to the mainland. Email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.